This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies. Back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. If you're listening to us in Richmond, appreciate that. Of course, you can listen to us via the Odyssey app as well. Take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Friday to all. Good morning.
Bish Buck's out. His wife is having the colonoscopy today, so he's being a good husband.
Yeah, they get you. You know, you can't just drive there yourselves. They don't let you do that.
You definitely can't drive after you wake up wacky on the propofol.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no chance.
You're a little knocked out.
Yeah.
So poor Teresa probably up pooping all night. Oh,
that's.
I think you got that new toilet.
That's great, yeah, right? They got that just in time.
They did. It's bringing back
funny
bad
about
memories.
That was probably a big reason why they had to rush you.
Might have.
She had her colonoscopy coming up. She knew she was going to be on it for 24
Rock
hours.
Solid timing by one Jason Bishop.
That's good math you did over there, Valdez.
Good sleuthing, Valdez. Well done. Well played.
So I'm sure all of us are a little bit more tired today because we stayed up for the Four Nations face-off game.
Yep.
I stayed up for two periods. I couldn't do the third. Sorry. I had to go to
bed.
You
know there was overtime, too.
Of course. It was good, but I had to go to bed.
Depressing run out.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I mean, you leave Connor McDavid wide open for like a 10 or 12-foot shot. He's usually going to bury it.
I feel like they were fortunate to get to the overtime because the last 2 or 3 minutes – seemed like Canada was firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, well, I think they kept alluding to it, right? They were the faster team. I don't know. I felt like their second goal that they got was just shows you just like a quick turnover. I mean, just the momentum could just change so quickly in hockey.
Was that the goal which the guy went like top shelf?
Yeah,
that was left side. Yeah, I mean, there was the tiniest space. Yeah, like
he just
the goalie
stuck it
was
in.
There.
It was impressive.
Like, yeah, but he had the whole goal, you know, to kind of pick wherever he wanted to go.
Yeah, but to fit it in that short side, that little tiny window above his shoulder, that was pretty impressive.
Highly skilled.
But it was super exciting. We started the week talking about how terrible the NBA All-Star game was. Well, the Four Nations face-off was exciting.
I'll be fully honest. I'll be transparent. I didn't watch 1 second of any game that included Sweden or Finland. I mean, I actually couldn't care less when those two teams are getting together. The only thing I really cared about was USA-Canada.
Right.
If the USA played anybody else. I cared about the USA-Canada matchup.
It is primarily a brilliant sort of marketing thing that they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously everybody all week has been kind of talking about how can the NBA and these other sports capitalize on it. I don't know. We've thrown around the old sort of standby of USA versus the internationals in basketball. Still not going to have that same impact that when you're playing solely for one country, everybody on the same page. But man, it almost, I remember watching it. And listen, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but you know, I like the nationalism of it all. It almost made it seem like it was bigger than the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? I don't think that it is.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that it is, but in the moment, it just feels like the most important thing.
Well, you could tell there was heightened importance. I mean, yeah. I think it was Brady Tkachuk said during the intermission. He's like, this is like Game 7 Stanley Cup intensity, or maybe even more so.
Like, yeah. And that's what it felt like.
And the Tkachuk that I don't even think has any playoff experience. His brother has it with the Florida Panthers. But, you could tell these guys were super dedicated to try to win the title.
It had those Tkachuks, World Cup vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those Tkachuks, they don't necessarily look that similar.
Right.
I mean, they're brothers.
Yeah.
So if you really look at it, you can see the similarities. But they, on its surface, they don't look that similar. But I noticed both of them were gnawing at their mouthpiece the same way.
That was kind of the thread, I guess, that seems like it bonds them. But they're both super studs.
Well, what an absolute just coup for hockey, you know, kind of come out of nowhere to have this event. Have they done it in years past? It's the first year.
I believe this is the first run out of the four nations, just the four nations getting together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really brilliant. It's great for hockey.
And they probably benefited too, not to dive into politics that much, but the president saying Canada's gonna be the 51st state, then Trudeau shot back last night.
Yeah, of course. All of the trolling of between Trudeau and Trump, no question, played into it. There's no doubt about it. But hockey was the great beneficiary of it. And again, I'm not a huge hockey guy. I was getting annoyed by all of the preamble. Let's just drop the puck already.
Yeah, it started late.
It started at 8.
I mean, I was told it was going to start at 7:30.
No.
Well, they had a countdown clock.
I don't think it started at 8:30.
ESPN on, we were eating dinner right around 7:15, I guess. And I put it on, and they had a countdown. Like, it's like 45 minutes. The impression that it was started at 8.
Yeah.
Didn't start at 8.
Yeah, no, I didn't start anywhere near where I thought it was going to start. But it was fine. It was awesome. You know, great entertainment. Congrats to Canada for getting the dub. I don't think it's that important. But in the moment, it was great television. And I know there's nothing like playing for your country.
It's also a great warm-up for the Stanley Cup playoffs. It makes you just realize that they're not that far off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's less than 30 games left in the regular season. Once the Caps get back to it Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Right. It was remarkable. Did they play? I couldn't tell. Were they playing like an international size rink, or was it just a normal NHL size?
I don't think they altered the rinks.
Rink at all.
I think they were just standard NHL rinks.
But it did seem like,
because they played at TD Garden in Boston and Bell Center in Montreal, and those, as far as I know, those are regulation-size NHL rinks.
I just wondered if they extended it somehow.
I don't believe so.
They just did seem like all those guys were remarkably fast, stopping on a dime. Like, it did seem like next level. Even though, I mean, how long have those guys played together? 2 weeks? 10 days? Like, it seemed,
maybe not even that long.
It just seemed like,
well, they're all another elite level. NHL players.
Yeah, it's
some of them grew up playing together. Because at one point, one of the announcers talked about one of the pairings being part of the biggest scoring in the minors or
just seemed,
juniors.
I would say it just seemed like crisper a little bit to me. I don't know.
I just think the stakes were higher. You saw more block shots and that sort of thing. Laying out your body for
it. So hard for loose pucks.
Yeah.
Pucks in the corner, that kind of thing. It was great. What a coup for hockey. And again, all these other sports got to try to figure it out. I know you can't do, you know, a four nation or whatever for in these other sports, but
I'm intrigued to see what the ratings numbers are. I'm going to think that's going to pull a pretty big,
what else did it have to compete with? I mean, what else were you going to watch? I guess some college hoops,
like regular season NBA, college hoops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Some sort of NCIS probably.
Well, those don't do that well, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think those shows still do pretty well. Like a bunch of oldsters just watch like
pretty well is relative though.
Like network TV.
Maybe they do like 8 million viewers, which you know is a lot for hockey. But it's not like back in the day when you'd have 50 million watching MASH or something.
No, those days are long gone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was nice to have some appointment TV, something to look forward to. Now I guess. Just back into the doldrums.
Well, it was nice, but I'll be honest, I missed watching the Caps.
Mm.
I mean, not seeing the Caps play for nearly 2 weeks, it's a little bit tilting, but we'll get back into the flow of it starting this weekend.
And then I was shocked by the Wembanyama news. I mean, I didn't even know his shoulder was bothering him.
I was thinking about it because this happened to Chris Bosh. Tall, skinny guys. I don't know. That's my theory.
For blood
tall,
clots.
Skinny guys get blood clots. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people get blood clots.
Fat, short guys can't get blood clots.
Just saying, in the NBA, my knowledge of the blood clots shutting guys
down.
Now,
was it part of the old Chris O'Leary's compartment syndrome that he claims like pitchers get in their shoulders? Or not compartment syndrome. What is it? It's not compartment syndrome.
I'm not an O'Leary guy.
it might be, but there's something that pitchers are getting a high propensity of blood clots. I'm just wondering if it's a use thing or if it's just, a bad deal genetically, just sort of unlucky, or if it's something in what he's doing in his training.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't derail his career because it did with Chris Bosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, blood clots are scary, dude.
They certainly are.
All right. That's the last thing you want to
say. Now, most NBA players are skinny, but here are some other NBA players who have dealt with it. Chris Bosh had to retire at 32 because of blood clotting his lungs.
That's a little different than your shoulder.
Oscar Thompson, who's a rookie with the Pistons, blood clot. And then Brandon Ingram, another skinny guy, super skinny, is another one who had it.
Bolstering your theory.
I don't think that... if anything, I would think fat guys probably have a higher propensity to have blood clots.
I would guess. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, all that gravy.
Gravy's so delicious. I mean, if I see sausage gravy on a menu, it's hard for me not to order it.
You see a fat dude, you think blood like gravy.
It'd be terrible if it did derail his career because he's kind of getting to that point where he could be the future face of the league. It's averaging right around 25 points a game this year. Was set to be defensive player of the year, averaging about 4 blocks.
Yeah.
Not on a good team yet, but they were flirting with potentially making the playoffs this year.
This will drop them down, presumably, right? Because they're going to lose 25 points a game in offense and whatever defense he gave him good defense.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Can they get like the 5th or 6th or 7th pick now? Might be able to dramatically improve their pick situation. Just punt the rest of the games. How many wins they have? 20-something?
They can always get lucky and get Cooper Flagg.
Why are you worried about the Spurs getting hooked up with their picks?
I'm not worried. I'm just...
They've gotten plenty hooked in the past.
I'm just killing 4 hours, Cakes.
That part I understand.
Yeah. All right, should mention on the show today, I believe we're going to talk some movies. Do we have Kevin today? Is Kevin going to be on today?
He's scheduled.
Yep. All right, we got Kevin, and do we have a Mike Marr movie review?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I look forward to those.
So we've got new movies.
Yes.
Which...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which Kevin will review. Mm-hmm. And then we have an old school movie.
Can we get a hint?
Which Mike Mars just discovered.
Can we get the genre? Is that, or is that giving too much away?
Crime / thriller.
Did it? Okay. Now, was it of your own device, or did you have the other guys kind of lean you in this direction?
No, this is one I've had on my radar since I started this series like 2 weeks ago.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's been on his radar for 2 weeks.
All right, good.
So we'll have that a little bit later in the program. And our old buddy Clank David, if you're a Junkies historian, he used to work with us back with Brett and CK.
It's been a while.
He's going to join us in studio. He's a producer for White Lotus. Yeah. Pretty good show.
He's a big-time Hollywood producer
now. So he'll join
now.
Us in studio coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.